You know, I was reading more in the Book of Acts and reading more of the notes by John MacArthur. And my last audio tape was from 1 Corinthians about speaking in tongues and the gifts. And I was just thinking more and more about how people follow these so-called gifts they think are still ongoing today. You know, their visions, their dreams, and everything. And speaking in tongues and being in communion with deities and this ecstatic feeling states people get in. And I was thinking about music like Hillsong and these songs that, you know, kind of like they romanticize Jesus, like they're in a romance with Jesus, and even saying, you know, they're falling in love with Jesus. I mean, that's really uncomfortable. And when Jesus, you know, is talking about sin being adultery, being, you know, fornication, pedophilia, pornography, sin being following the flesh, drug addiction, food addiction, lying, being malicious, having an evil heart, wanting to hurt someone so you can have power over them. These are all sin. And so I was thinking more about these feeling states and the charismatic church and how people seem to be following these feeling states and experiential expressions of some spiritual you know, manifestation. And it's very scary. I mean, do you think there are good spirits and there are bad spirits? Do you think there are angels, you know, and the good angels of the Lord, and then there are evil spirits that are demonic presences trying to attack Christians, especially in particular, that are leading people down the wrong path of sinful lives and homosexuality and, you know, all of this fornication, fleshly desires? Well, you know, the more you follow that, the more you go into that, the more you follow these ecstatic, experiential states that people get in, trances, or, you know, get into beliefs like chakras and, you know, kundalini, you know, you're dancing with the devil. And the more you get into those things and find them acceptable, the more normal you think these things are that you try to impose on other people as being normal or as of God and God's spirit living within you. Jesus didn't go around saying, hey, romanticize yourself, you know, toward me, make me, you know, romantic toward you, get into a romance with me. Jesus didn't act that way, and he didn't talk that way. He had human experiences, loves. He cried when a friend died. And he had your normal affections towards people, and he showed healthy human emotions. And but he wasn't going into ecstatic states and trances. He wasn't chanting. He wasn't just speaking out some vision and some dream he had. And God told me there was going to be a wrecking ball elected president of the United States. Look, we have President Trump. And he wasn't prophesying things like that. And he wasn't trying to be make people turn him into a rock star. It was always about people following him. They were drawn to the miraculous, the healings, and casting out demons. They were drawn to that, but always that was alongside teaching us, you know. Before the Bible was completely written, we didn't have the Bible then. It wasn't completely written then, or those people didn't have the complete Bible then. They saw Jesus teaching, and they were learning new things from him, and the miracles were to authenticate he was real and of God, believe him. He was telling the truth. His disciples, you know, and a few other people, you know, cast out some demons and things like that. you know, to authenticate, they were real. Listen to these people. They are telling you and teaching you what is of God and what is the truth. That's why those miracles took place, those apostolic, you know, miraculous gifts, to authenticate the start of the church. Let that sink in. And then let sink in what is happening today in the charismatic movement and beyond. People talking about their dreams and visions and trying to heal people and cast out demons, and prophets saying they're getting it right 80% of the time. Prophets back in the Old Testament would be killed if they were ever wrong. And those prophets were telling hundreds of years in advance what is happening today. They told the truth. This is not what's happening in the so-called church. People are following these people like rock stars and the Hillsong performers and these preachers that are getting wacko, putting, you know, beds on the stage and talking about sex and blah, blah, blah. This is teaching you right in the fleshly, right in sin, right in, you know, where's the modesty? You know, I mean, really? And songs about, you know, having, you know, romantic feelings towards Jesus? Really? I mean, that is so uncomfortable. It is so bizarre. I mean, God that created us, we're taught to move away from sin, move away from fleshly, you know, move away from these fleshly experiential things, because you're going to get into addictions, you're going to get into, you know, drugs, you're going to get into sexual immorality, all kinds of immorality, you know, wicked tongue, you know, speaking malice, lying, cheating, stealing, you know, just killing, you know, not to protect yourself, but just killing because somebody didn't let you borrow their car and you got mad, so you kill somebody. I mean, this is all sinful. So what are you following? Are you following the flesh? You know, are you following your fleshly desires? Did you know that when Christians die, we leave this body behind for a reason? We get glorified bodies. We no longer have to deal with these bodies that die, these bodies that are born into sin. You know, thank God that Jesus saved us from sin, that when we have His Holy Spirit and we're reading and showing ourselves approved and in His Word each day and praying and asking Him to teach us and, you know, open up our minds and hearts to what we're reading in His Word. Thank God we have that. You know, otherwise we would be falling into sin. So we learn not to sin, and we learn what sin is, and we learn it's uncomfortable, you know, when we are witnessing these people focus so much on speaking in tongues and focusing on so much, like, I'm going to heal people, and here's how you heal people. I'm going to teach you how to heal. I've got a miraculous school that'll teach you how to perform miracles, you know, and you're so focused on those things and activities, and you're not following God. It leads you away from God. You are following your own fleshly estaticism, which is very pagan, okay? And you want to be revered. You want to make a name for yourself. You want to sell books and be a public speaker and have huge audiences and have a well-known name and be elevated above other people. And that is what those people are doing. And they're always talking about, you know, here's how you cast out demons. And here's a prayer you say to do that. And here's how you heal somebody. And I can speak in tongues that nobody can understand, by the way, even the speaker. And there's nobody to interpret because they're really just babbling. And, you know, they're having visions of God and you know, prophesying, you know, they're prophets, but, you know, they turn out to be wrong 3 years down the road. So, you know, are you following these people? Are you following these men and women? You know, or are you following Jesus? Are you following God? How much do you really know of the Bible? Are you only studying from these people? Is that where you're learning about Jesus Christ? You study from these people how to perform miracles, how to cast out demons, how to speak in tongues, but what do you really know about the Bible? Because that is not it. Those miraculous gifts are not active today. They were to help build the church before the Bible was completely finished. The New Testament, you know, wasn't written. and people needed people to prove and show they were of God to be authenticated by being able to perform those miracles. So today, the Bible's written. The Bible is in languages and all over the world. And people are falling away and they're turning their eyes on human beings that are trying to make a name for themselves and trying to perform miracles and trying to portray themselves as great prophets. And they pat each other on the back. They speak at each other's conferences. You know, they help each other, you know, sell books and be these big famous speakers, you know. And this is what people are following. And this is what people keep saying and insisting, you know, is of God. But they're not reading the Bible. They're not learning the history. They're not learning the time frame of when things happened. You know, they're not studying. They have not showed themselves approved. They want you to follow after mankind, not after God. Those people are not seeking God. They're seeking man and trying to get fame, fame and glory for themselves. That's demonic, you know, or it's fleshly sin. You know, I'm just saying, do not follow those people. Follow the Lord. Read his word and study and show yourself approved like the Bereans. They check the Bible for everything. Check it out. Do not follow those people. They're trying to make a name for themselves. They're going after fame. They want to sell you books. They want you to pay to go in their school. They want a big following. They want to be famous. They want fame. Do not follow those people. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow God. Thank you. God bless. Happy New Year. Have a great day. Praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.